Well, that song means it's time for us to check in with Mary Beth Knapp. She is from the Humane Society of York County. She's going to give us a look at our pets of the week. And good morning to you. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. Oh, my goodness. Excuse the voice. I got a little bit of a frog stuck in it.
Well, you sound fine. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you. Well, we've got some cutie patooties to talk about today. Oh, I always ask, did you see the pictures?
Yeah. Now, she looks like she's having a manic Monday for sure.
Well, isn't she? She's just lovely. She's a creamsicle feline. And her name is Maze, and she does look a little hungover from a very long weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Is her look. She is perfectly wonderful. She just came in as a stray, as a new mama a while back, and she came in with her litter of babies, and of course, all of them got scooped up because who doesn't love a little tiny creamsicle baby? But it's her turn now, so we just think she's fantastic. You can actually stop in and meet her in our cat lounge, which means so many things. It means she gets along well with other cats. She's great interactive with other people. So many wonderful things. She's approximately 3 years, 7 months old, and she's just been hanging out just too long. So we're trying to focus on her to get her into a home she can call her very own. And, of course, you know, when they come as strays, you just don't know their experience, right? And who knows what it could have been. And she came in with babies and all sorts of different things. So she just needs a home where she could have stability, love, attention, and get it all to herself. She deserves it. So we are looking for that great couple, person, or family to call her very own. And I can't say enough this gorgeous girl. She's just a good old girl. She just does the right things, and she does look a little tough, which is just her little face. She's not sick. I know.
Why
do you look all rough?
She does look rough. She looks the before, when they do a before and after picture. She's like the before picture.
But it could be so many things.
Yeah.
She's hanging out with so many other cats.
Yeah.
So it could be a little allergies. And, of course, we always tell folks when they transition from rescue to the home, give them a few weeks because it takes a lot out of them, right? You go into a home that might have carpeting, that has other smells, that has so many different things. Just give them a minute, particularly cats. They transition slower than dogs. And you just need to give it a minute. They will rise to the challenge and just be absolutely wonderful. So that's what I have to say about May. She's absolutely wonderful. So give us a call if you'd like to talk about her, 803-802-0902. Or like I said, you can stop in. Since she is in the cat lounge, you can visit and see her in motion, which is kind of cool. And then we've got the dog of the week. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love this one of him sideways, her sideways. Her name is Honey Bun, and she is all that. Look at her smile. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord. She also came in as a stray, and we suspect, of course, she looks just like it, a terrier mix, and her personality is as sweet as her name. She's a snuggle bug. We just can't imagine the rescue without her, and we hope that she's there for a very short period of time because she's just a honey bunny. She loves hanging out with her human friends at the Humane Society. She's medium size, and she's about 3 years old. And, of course, size, I always tell people, is relative. My goodness, you know, what you think is a tiny dog is, or a large dog is so different from what I think is a large dog. So medium size is probably anywhere from 45 to 55, 60 pounds. Obviously, she could be pretty strong because of her size, so consider that when you're looking. But she's super affectionate. She's easygoing. She loves her walks, and she does well on a leash. And like I said, she's an absolute love bug who adores her people. But she does want to take all your attention. I think that's a characteristic of a terrier as well. They just want everything to themselves and just all the love they can get. They're awesome. I can't even say it enough. They're awesome. We haven't dog tested her yet, so we're confident she'll do great, but we just don't know for sure. So we will take it slowly, doing the right transition and making sure it's equal energy and all that. But if this sweet face grabs your heart, oh, my goodness, call us. We'd love to get an appointment on the books at 803-802-0902. And then we've got What's the Scoop? We talked last week about this cutie patootie pudgy. Oh, my goodness. Another terrier. But my gosh, what a honey bunny. He has gone through surgery, and he's in recovery in a foster home, and he's loving life. So he is hanging on a couch. This is what we want for all of them, but permanent. We want them to be on a couch, hanging out, being loved. So stay tuned. Pudgy will be up for adoption soon enough after that little hip FHO gets recovered. And then this month is Spay-Neuter Awareness Month, and we can't say this enough because with the strange weather we just had, you know, freezing and then 70 degrees and then freezing, I can assure you babies are being cooked. They're being made as we talk. And so if you have a baby that you see around, please try to trap them so that we can help you get them fixed so that we don't have a million babies come spring. Because they are coming. We call it a kitten season, and we get ready for it every year. And, oh, my gosh, we just want to work to make it decreased as much as we possibly can. And we'll help you do that with a subsidized clinic. I think cats' adoptions are $35, and I'm telling you what, that's nothing. and then rescue needs. We need dog treats, soft and hard. We need bleach, cat litter, pine cat litter. And then, of course, if you're out and about and you want to dry some clean clothes for us, fold it and return it. Oh, we sure could use that help. Mm. With the weather. If it's too moist, it can't hang on the line outside, and we've got machines going 24/7, it seems. So the help is appreciated. We also really need help on doing everything else we do, and we can't do it without you. So keep spreading the word. Like us on Facebook. Share the pictures. If we can find that connection, that's what we need. We just need the shoe in the door kind of thing, the foot in the door to get someone just to look at the babies. Maybe it's not that baby, but it's getting the exposure. So help us do that. And then think adoption, fostering, donating, and shopping. Adoption, you know, gets the babies into loving homes, and you'll never regret it. Never, never, never. So check our lists out. But, of course, any adoption is great. And then foster. It helps us save lives. I know I say this weekly, but I can't stress it enough. The more people we have standing by to get pets in, the more we can take in, and then it becomes a managed intake. Fostering can be 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, you could absolutely fall in love, but you can also just stay strong and just keep those fostering coming in so that we can save more. And then we are independent, of course, and we look for our donations. Donate your dollars, your used items, or your new items, too, and your talents, and then keep shopping because every dollar does save lives. We have, I think it's 93% of the dollars that brought in come directly to the animals, to our mission, so that's pretty amazing. We work really hard at that. Most of us are volunteers, and it does work. And then our success story from January 1 to current, 29 dogs, 87 cats, that's 116 pets are off the streets and into homes, and that's awesome. So let's keep up the work. I can't do it without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, we thank you for what you do, Mary Beth.
That is no easy feat. So kudos to you and all the human volunteers for loving these fur babies. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for helping us spread the word because it matters. It just matters.
True that. All right, Mary Beth.
All right.
Have a great week.